Today's Amud is Tainus Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, but seven lines from the top by the two dads, V'Yisrael. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, V'Yisrael Shaba'isai Mishmar, Miskansin Ba'arein V'Karim V'Maisi Bereshis. We spoke about the Kriyas HaTorah, that they would read during the Ma'amadais, they would read from the Torah, and they would read specifically from the Parshas of, that describe the creation of the world, Ma'isa Bereshis. So ask the Gemara Minani Mili. Then how do we know this? Which really means that why is this? Why is it that by the Maimadois they would read specifically from Maisa Bereshis? So it says the Gemara, and we had this Gemara in Mesachas Megillah, that Amar of Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar of Asi, El Mali Maimadois Lo Niskayim Ushamayim Va'aretz. That it's because if not for the Maimadois, if not for the Karbanes, so then Lo Niskayim Ushamayim Va'aretz. We wouldn't have a world, we wouldn't have Shamayim Va'aretz, we wouldn't have a world, because then when people would do Averis, we wouldn't have Karbanes to be Mechaper for their Chatoim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Elokeinu B'ma'ida Ki Yireshenu. So this is Avram Avinu talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara explains that Amar Avram was saying, Ribono Shel Olam, that Shema Yisro Chaitin Lefanecha Ata Oisir Lahem Kedor HaMabul Kedor HaFlaga, that maybe Klal Yisro in the future they're going to sin before you, and you're going to do to them like you did to the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga, you're going to destroy them. So Amar Leilav, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu that no, it won't happen. So Amar Lefanav, Avram Avinu persists. He says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Haydienu, B'mei Yireshenu. Then prove it to me, show me, how do I know? How do I know that we're really going to get Eretz Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is going to go in, and that even if they do Averis, it's not going to affect them. It's not going to change this promise. So Amar Le, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, Kholi Egla Mishuleshes, Ve'ez Mishuleshes, Ve'goymer. That HaKadosh Baruch was telling Avram Avinu about the parasha of Karbanos, that you're always going to have the parasha of Karbanos, and Karbanos will be mechaper for whatever Averis Klal Yisrael ever does. So Amar Lefanav, Avram Avinu again, he persists, and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Tinach Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. So that's great, that will help us when we have a Beis HaMikdash, we could bring Karbanos, and that will be mechaper. But Bizman Sheim Beis HaMikdash Kayim Matay Aleim. But what's going to be when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? Like today, we don't yet have a Beis HaMikdash. So when people do Averis, how are we going to be mechaper? So Amar Lai, so Hashem says to Avram, Kevartikanti Lahem Seder Karbanos. It's don't worry about it. In the Torah, we have the parshiyos of the karbanos, the seder hakarbanos. Bizman shekayrin behen lefanai. When Klal Yisrael, when they read from these psukim, so mala ani aleihem ki ilu ekrivam lefanai. I consider it as if they brought the carbon in front of me, and it has the same effect. Vani meichu lahem al kol avnei seihem, and I meichu them for all their averes, which obviously shows us the importance of saying karbanos every day. But besides that, the Gemara is bringing this just to show that you see, if not for karbanos, if not for the whole musug of Karbanos, so then we wouldn't have a world. Klal Yisrael would unfortunately sometimes do Averis, and we wouldn't have anything to be mechaper. It's only b'schus the Karbanos that we have a world. It's only b'schus the Karbanos that's how we have a world. And so, being that it's b'schus the Karbanos that we have Ma'isa Bereshis, so it makes sense that when davening by the Karbanos, by the Ma'amadais, it makes sense to mention over there Ma'isa Bereshis, because it's b'schus the Karbanos that we have Ma'isa Bereshis. That's what the Gemara means to explain it. That's why they read specifically from Ma'isa Bereshis. Now, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Anshei Mishmar, Hayu Mispalin al Karban Acheyem, Sheyiskabel Beratzin. That the Anshei Mishmar, so they would daven by the Karbanos, they would daven in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, by the Karban, that the Karban should be accepted. The Anshei Maimid, Miskansin LeBeis HaKnesses, the Anshei Maimid, they would go into the different cities, they would go into the shul, the Yoshvin Arbatanios, Besheni Beshav, and the Yoshvin Arbatanios, and they would fast throughout the week, four different fast days. What four fasts? B'sheni b'Shabbos on Monday, so they'd skipped Sunday. B'shlishi on Tuesday. B'rvi on Wednesday. U'b'chamishi and on Thursday. So they fasted every day except for Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. B'sheni al Yardei Hayam. On Mondays they would fast for the Yardei Hayam. Monday, where the Torah tells us Yirakia b'seich ha'mayim, it mentions mayim, so that's when it was apropos to daven for people that were traveling in the water. B'shlishi al holchei midbaris. On Tuesday they would daven for those that were walking through the midbar, as the pasuk says on the Yom HaShlishi, it says Vatira Yabasha. Berevi al Aschura. On Wednesday they would daven for the disease of Aschura. Rashi explains because on Wednesday that's when the pasuk says that Yehi Ma'iris. It says that the Ma'iris were hung up in the sky, and Ma'iris is like Me'iras, is like a lashon of curse, which is Aschura, and therefore. That's when they davened for Aschura. Shalai tipol al tinoikos, that children shouldn't be affected by this disease. B'chamishi, on Thursdays, where the pasuk says Yishritzu hamayim, right? They didn't fast on Friday, so they couldn't really fast. They couldn't daven for on the day that it actually says Pururavu. But similar on Thursday, we have a lashon by the animals where it says Yishritzu hamayim by the fish. So on that day, it made sense to daven for Inyani Pururavu also by people. So on Chamishi, on Thursdays, they would daven. For ladies that were expecting and ladies who were nursing, for those that were expecting that they shouldn't have a miscarriage, and for those that were nursing that they should be able to continue to nurse their children. On Fridays they did not fast, the reason being because of Kavod Shabbos. It's not Kavod Shabbos to enter into Shabbos in a state of pain. And on Shabbos they didn't fast for this reason. You're not supposed to be in pain on Shabbos, so they did not fast on Shabbos. Be'achah b'Shabbos my time eloi. Why didn't they fast on Sunday? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. The words give a few terutzim. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. The first teretz says Rabbi Yochanan is mipnei ha'naitzrim. It's because of the Christians. The Christians, Rashi explains, they have their yomtiv on Sundays. They celebrate their Sundays, and if we're fasting on Sundays, it's going to get them very angry at us. They're going to fight with us. So for our own safety, we don't fast on Sundays. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani amar b'mneishu hu shlishi liyetzira. It's because it's the third day from when man was created, right? Man was created on Friday. So Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Sunday is the third day from creation. And always the third day Rashi brings after an operation, like after a milah, the third day after an operation, a person is naturally weak. So Kol Shekein, when the whole person was created, the third day is a time when a person is naturally weak. That's not a good time to fast. Reish Lakish Amar, a third teretz, b'vnei neshami yaseira. It's because we just had the neshami yaseira and it was taken from us, and that's why a person's weak. On Shabbos we had the neshami yaseira, Matzei Shabbos it goes away, so Sunday is not a good time to fast because a person naturally feels a little drop weaker. Dam Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish taught us that a person has a neshami yaseira on Shabbos, it says neshami yaseira nitna bay ba'adam be'erev Shabbos. Already on Erev Shabbos, a person gets his neshami yaseira, right? The Arizal says after you say Shnai Mikra Vechatargum on Erev Shabbos, that's when you get the neshami. Or if not, then by Chatzos. Nafkamina, he says, with regards to tefillah in the mikvah, he says if a person didn't say Shnai Mikra, so then you're supposed to only go to the mikvah after Chatzos. But the Arizal says if a person says Shnai Mikra, so then you can even go on Erev Shabbos even before Chatzos, because then you're already shaykh to this Nesham Yaseira. A person could tap into it after he finished Shnai Mikra or automatically by Chatzos. But the Gemara says on Erev Shabbos, doesn't tell us the details. It just says on Erev Shabbos the person gets his Nesham Yaseira. And b'matzei Shabbos night l'naisa mimenu. And on matzei Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Neshama Yaseira, gets taken away, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Shabbos vayinafash, kevan sheshavas, after a person has already kept Shabbos, so then vayinafash means, vay of the nefesh, woe, the nefesh is being lost, it's being taken away. Now, the Mishnah mentioned, b'yay marisha and bereshis vayirakia, that it went through the Seder HaKriya of each day of the week, that each day we read that day, the Kriya that shayach to that day of creation, and then we also read the parasha that discusses the next day. And then on Monday we read Monday's Kriya, and also Tuesdays, and so on and so forth. So Tanan, we learned in the Braisa that Bereshis Bishnayim Yihirikiya Be'achon. That when you read the parasha of Bereshis, so it's you could divide it up into two aliyahs, and Yihirikiya you have to divide into one aliyah. So Bishlam, you don't divide it at all. So Bishlam Yihirikiya Be'achon, I understand why Yihirikiya doesn't get split, because Tlasa Psukei Havu, because it's only three psukim. And an aliyah has to be three psukim, so you can't split it. It only is three psukim. Ela Bereshis Bishnayim, but Bereshis with two people, my timeo, or really how could you divide the parasha Bereshis, which is five psukim, how could you divide that into two different aliyahs, chamisha psukei havyon, it's only five psukim. Utanya, we learned in the Braisa, hakairi batayra al yivchais mishleisha psukim, that when you read, when you get an aliyah, you're not supposed to read less than three psukim, so how could you divide the parasha Bereshis, it's only going to be two and three psukim. So Rav Amar Dailei, Rav says that what you do is that the first aila he reads Aleph, Beis, Gimel, he reads the first three psukim, and then Doileg, the second Aliyah, he goes back. He reads Gimel, Dalet, Hey. So each Aleph does read three psukim. The way you do that is you go back a pasuk. Ushmuel Amar Paisek. Shmuel says that the way each person reads three psukim is your paisek. You divide pasuk Gimel in half. So the first Ayla reads Aleph Beis and half of Gimel, and the second Ayla reads half of Gimel Dalet Hey, which you see from here a raya. Rav Moshe Feinstein brings this as a raya that an Aliyah doesn't have to have three psukim; it just has to have more than two. And therefore Shmuel accomplishes by being paisek that each Aliyah is more than two. That suffices. That's the Eitzah. That's how you divide Bereishis into two Aliyahs. Now says the Gemara, Rav da Amar Doileg, my time lo Amar Paisek. Rav says your Doileg, why doesn't he go with the Eitzah of being Paisek? Says the Gemara, Ksavra kol psuka doi paske maisha, any pasuk that maisha Rabbeinu didn't split up, anan lay paskinan. So we also, paskinan lay. We also don't split it up. Ask the Gemara, that seems to be right. So Shmuel Amar Paisek, umi paskinan, is that really okay? Is it okay to split up a pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't split up? Va Amar Rabbi Chanina Kara, Rabbi Chanina the Balkaire, used to teach Kriya to other to children. So he said that Tsar Gadol Hayali Eitzar Rabbi Chanina Agadol, I had tremendous tsar in trying to ask Rabbi Chanina Agadol to allow me to split up sukkim, v'lay hitterli lifsaik elalitinoike shobeis rabun. And he only allowed me to do it for the sake of the children, Hayo ul Islami Nasuyan, because that's what they needed to do in order to be able to learn. They needed to split up the psukim to make it more bite size, so to speak. So he allowed me for that, but that was like it. And even that, it took a lot of struggle. So you see, you're not really supposed to split up psukim. So how could Shmuel say to split up the psukim by the parasha of Bereishis? So says the Gemara, Shmuel, what's Shmuel gonna say? That Hasam time am I? Why is it that over there? Why is it that he gave the heter for the children? It's Misham Delay Efsher. Because it's impossible in any other way to teach the children. They needed it to make it into bite size, so to speak, psukim. So there was a heter to split it up. Hachanami Lay Efsher. So that same heter of Lay Efsher applies here too. It's not possible to split the Parsha Bereishis into two Aliyahs unless you're Paisik. So that's why you're Paisik. Well, ask the Gemara, it's not really true, it's Lo Yafshir. Ushmul Amar Paisek, my time Lo Yamar Doileg. You could still divide it into two by being Doileg, like Rav said. Why not just go back a Pasuk? That would seem to be a simple Eitzah. Says the Gemara, Gzeira Mishama Nechnasen, Ugzeira Mishama Yaitzen. Because Shmuel says, now you shouldn't start an Aliyah and leave two psukim left in the parsha. And so too, you shouldn't start an aliyah and have that there's only two psukim before it in that parsha. And the reason is because a gzeira, if someone comes in late to shul, and he's going to see that the second ayla is starting from pasuk gimel, he's going to assume that the first ayla only read two psukim. And if someone leaves early from shul, and he sees that the first ayla read aleph beis gimel, he's going to assume, what's the next ayla going to read? He's going to read dalet and hey. And they're going to assume that you can have two psukim in an aliyah. So because of Exera, because of these people that are coming in late or leaving early, so Shmuel said that he didn't want to use this Eitz of Doileg, it's considered Lay Efsher, and therefore he preferred the Eitz of being Paisig. Now ask the Gemara Kasha both on Rav and Shmuel. They both seem to give Eitzahs that you could split a 5 Pasuk Aliyah into two Aliyahs, either by being Doileg or by being Paisig. So ask the Gemara Meisve. We learned in a Braisa that Parsha Shel Shisha Psukim, Kairi Naisa Bishnayim. If you have a Parsha, let's say on Monday and Thursday, you're reading from the Torah, and you have a Parsha with 6 Psukim, so you could divide it into two Aliyahs. Vishal Chamisha Biyachin, if it's a 5 Pasuk Parsha, so then you have to read it as one Aliyah. Vim Harisha and Kairi Shleisha, Hasheni Kaira Shnayim. If the Ayla of the 5 Pasuk Parsha, he only read 3 Psukim, so then the second Ayla, what he does is, I mean, he was supposed to read the whole Parsha, supposed to be, not supposed to be divided at all. If he only read 3 psukim, so then what the Shani does is he reads Shnayim, mi parshazu, he reads the last 2 psukim from this parsha, and then ve'echem mi parsha acheres, and he reads 1 pasuk from the following parasha, because it's too late, the damage was done. Or v'yesha imrim, shleisha, some say that he reads 3 psukim, and from the second parasha, the reason being is l'fisha ein maschilim b'parasha pachas mishleisha psukim, because you shouldn't start the next parasha and only read 1 pasuk. You're not supposed to start a new parasha without reading 3 psukim. But the point is, the kasha is that l'man da'amar doileg lidleg, u'l'man da'amar paisek lifseg. Why is there a problem to divide a 5 pasuk aliyah into 2 different, 5 pasuk parasha into 2 different aliyahs? Why does the Braisa say that a 5 pasuk parasha has to be read by one aila? Why can't you divide it into 2 different aliyahs? Be doileg or be paisek? Why can't you lechatchila do this? Says the Gemara, because shani hasam de islay ravcha. then no. Ein hachanami. Be'etzem, you could be doilig, you could be paisek, but it's only a last resort. So when it comes to the maimadois, where there's a specific parsha that you're supposed to be reading, it's just Bereishis vayirikia, so you're going to have to divide Bereishis into two aliyahs. We don't want to just stop read from the next parsha. We want to read specifically these psukim. So since there's no other option, so we have to be doilig or paisek. However, when it comes to a regular kriyas ha'tayra, let's say on a Monday or a Thursday, and you have a five pasuk parsha, there's no reason why not to just read it as one aliyah, and then if the first aliyah read three psukim, there's no reason not to go into the next parsha. There's no reason why not to just go into the next parsha, because the whole parsha is the same inyan. If let's say it's parsha shalach, so the whole parsha shalach is one be'etzem, one inyan, and therefore there's no reason not to just go into the next parsha. We don't have to be doilig, we don't have to be paisek, and that's why we're not doilig and paisek. Rav and Shmuel only said to be doilig and paisek when we're stuck. But over there on a Monday or a Thursday or on a Shabbos, this lay Ravcha, you have space. This lay you have space. You could go into the next parsha, so then there's no reason not to just go into the next parsha.